Hey now, it's Kaylin Amadio, and you are listening to Act Local Marketing for Small Business with my guest today, Jan Merchandani. She is the creative engine behind Marketing Cafe here in Westchester, New York, which is where we're both located. So Jan is also a personal friend of mine. And I want to make sure everyone knows Jan and I will be speaking at the GROW Conference, which is sponsored by SUNY Westchester, State University of New York at Westchester. They have a conference every year for entrepreneurs in the area. And Jan and I will be speaking about social media to grow your business. That's May 1st. So if you are in the area, absolutely sign up to come to the GROW Conference. It's very inexpensive. I don't remember what the cost is, but it's quite inexpensive and completely worth it because you get a lot established business owners who come in and talk about all levels and all aspects of business ownership, so entrepreneurs can have a leg up, and it's a wonderful thing that they're doing over there at SUNY. So Jan and I were talking about WordPress because we both love WordPress, and Jan is a queen of of web design. I go to Jan when I have trouble, so that should tell you something. And we were talking about WordPress and, you know, how WordPress works a little bit and themes. So talk to me about what's a template, because we were talking about themes, but what's a template?
Okay, so the theme is what it looks like, sort of the skin, as we say. The template is really if you think of Legos and building with Legos, you have, you know, the long Lego maybe across the top, that's your header, and then you have the content underneath, and it's how all of these pieces are put together so that your information is laid out in a way that makes sense for the information and obviously for your readers who are consuming that information. So let's take a typical contact page as an example. You know, you have the header across the top with your logo and some contact information, a menu maybe underneath that. And then below that, for a contact page, you don't necessarily need to have the sidebar with all of the links to your blog posts and so forth. So maybe on this particular template, it's full width, and you just have a contact form, a phone number, and a mailing address. And then underneath that, you have the footer, just typical footer information.
Right.
But think then about when you're reading a blog post where you've got the same header, but then underneath that header, you've got the content maybe on the left-hand side. And then on the right-hand side, you have a column of information that might be, you know, sign up for our newsletter. It could be a form. It could be underneath that, you know, recent blogs. So you might have like 5 of the most recent articles. And then underneath that, you know, search our categories or something like that. And then below that is the footer. So you've got 2 pages, same website, same header, same footer, but the templates are different and how they're pulling in that information and what's available on that page is different. So it really gives you a lot of flexibility. People with older website might be familiar with, all of my pages are laid out the same exact way, the same sidebar on every single page, or I don't have a sidebar option. They've only got that one layout. Having multiple templates, which is one of the advantages of WordPress, allows you to have, you know, many different layouts depending on the needs of that particular page.
Right. That's a good point. I hadn't thought about pointing that out before, but I guess I take it for granted because I use WordPress, but that's true. Every page does not have to be the same. There are options, and that makes sense depending on how you want to present your content, which is what Jan was talking about earlier in the interview, is figuring out what's all the information I need to present
right
online, what's the best way to organize it, and it might be different category by category.
Right. I mean, we've worked with clients. In fact, we have one nonprofit here in the area that we've worked with that had a lot of different needs for different templates. You know, whether they were talking about a particular fundraising event, the sidebar was, you know, had one set of information. If they're talking about, you know, if they're speaking specifically to donors, you know, the sidebar had still had that same sidebar, same header, same content with a sidebar on the right, but what was in the sidebar was different. So you can create really as many different templates as you need. Depending on, what information is going to be most relevant for the readers on that particular page.
Right. So when you get a theme from a developer, and as we said, there are tens of thousands of free themes, but there are also themes that you can buy. Do these themes typically come with more than one template?
WordPress has certain templates built in. So you're going to have and it's going to vary by theme, but for the most part, you're going to have a page template. You're going to have what's called a post template for like a blog post, and that will have the sidebar in them. They may or may not have different options for the page templates. So maybe one that's a full width, one that has a sidebar that you can add different widgets. Again, a little bit more jargon, but, different options in terms of the information that you want to feed to that particular sidebar. And then they'll have templates for, if somebody's looking for a specific press release that maybe you issued and they go into your press release blog category, they're going to see a list of all of those articles. That's another template, that index of articles by content. That's another template. Mm-hmm. Those are ones that typically come.
Yeah. Sometimes the homepage is a unique template on certain correct. Themes.
Right. Exactly. So one of the things that we do a lot actually, and people are certainly free to do this is, you take a free theme or a low cost theme that you buy and say, you know what, this gives me 80% of what I need. All I need is one template for the specific use. So you take that free theme and you create a template for that one specific use. Mm-hmm. So you're not starting from ground zero. You're really starting at 80% or 90% of what you've got, of what you need.
Right. So right out of the box, WordPress is fairly usable.
Oh, definitely. I mean, some people will call me and say, you know what, I need a WordPress, or I need a website of some sort, and all I need is, and you probably get these too, all I need is, if somebody's really just looking for a basic website, and they're reasonably comfortable on the computer, I tell them just to go straight to WordPress and kind of tool around and take a look at it, and a lot of times they will be able to install it and get up and running on their own, really without any additional technical support.
Right. And then there's always the option that as they've done it themselves,
right,
they've got things up and running, but they realize I have this one type of content and
right,
it doesn't look good in my website the way it is. You can go to someone like Jan and say, okay, because now you're armed with the jargon.
Right.
I need another template for this particular thing that I do. I do live events, and I need a template that allows me to show A, B, and C type content, and that's not part of my theme. Can you make me that?
Yep.
And she can.
Yeah. And a lot of times, too, people will say, you know what, they'll go in, they'll get exactly what they need, they're up and they're running, and the website will do just fine for them for a year or two, but now their business is growing, and they're, I want to brand it a little bit more tightly to my logo and to the actual brand that we're now presenting. And so you can always, going back to what you were saying before, you can now reskin it. You don't have to recreate the wheel because the content is already there, the page structure, the infrastructure is already there, but you can either tweak the theme that you have or create a new theme and then just apply that new theme.
Right. And in tweaking the theme that you have, remember there are always options to go to a graphic designer and have them look at what you've got. They can, with the help of, either they can do it on their own or with the help of someone like Jan, can get the parameters of the images that are already on the site, what size are they, things of that nature. And then they can take those as sort of templates and recreate you better branded images and backgrounds and things like that, and then have those put back into the theme.
Yep.
So there are a lot of options with WordPress.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever worked with Drupal?
We have not. Drupal and Joomla is another one that people might hear about. I think those are sort of more. I can't speak from personal experience. I can tell you we get calls from people who have had a Drupal or a Joomla site built and, say, I can't figure it out. Like,
Right.
it's meant to be a content management system also. But you're really creating everything more from scratch.
Right. And I agree. I've had a client that had a Drupal website, and I'll tell you, I can't stand it because I'm not a developer by
Right.
nature, right? I want a jumping off point. So I want something built to a point so that I
Right.
can then jump off and tweak it and change it and make it my own. But I don't want to start from a blank slate. I don't want
Yeah.
nothing there and have to
Yeah.
start building everything on my own. And that's what Drupal
Yeah.
is. I'm not that familiar with Joomla. But then somebody else has built it in whatever manner made sense to them in
Right.
terms of its structure. So it's going to be different from website to website.
Right.
And it has the kinds of things it has modules that plug
Yeah.
in, but still, it's really something that de real developers love because they have control from the
Everything.
ground
Yeah.
over everything. So if that appeals to you,
Right.
that's great, and you can look at Drupal.
Right.
But if that sounds like it does to me, oi,
Like
way too
what?
much work.
Right,
Give me
right.
some sort of structure I can have a jumping off point from. Then WordPress is a great
Yeah.
place to go,
I mean, if you have a lot of really very specific custom needs, maybe it may make sense to go in that direction, but you're right. I mean, it's being built by programmers who, we love, but they certainly don't think like, an average mere mortal.
Right. They don't think like small business owners, and they certainly
Right.
don't think like marketers.
Right,
And it's
exactly.
important
So.
because your website is not a billboard. It's a place where people go and you want them to take an action.
Right.
It's not just about looking great. I mean, we all want to
Exactly.
look great, but at the end of the day, you have a website because you want people to find out more information from you and take an action, like pick up the phone or drive to your
Right.
store or buy your stuff,
Yep.
whatever it is.
Right, exactly.
And that's where I find WordPress is more user-friendly for the small business owner from that point of view.
Yeah. And I mean, really, that's really important. And, I had mentioned before, when you're working with a developer, one of the things that they really should be spending some time on is thinking about two things really need to always be front of mind is how easy is it, number one, for the user, so your target audience, people who are coming to your website, can they easily get to the information that they're looking for,
Yeah,
number
right.
one.
What's their experience going to be
Right,
when they get
exactly. So
there?
what's the end user experience? But then also number two, what is the back end user experience? So for the business owner, how easy is it for them to get in to make changes and update and add articles and things like that? Those both need to be almost intuitive. People need to be able to go in and do that without even really thinking about it.
That's a great word. Intuitive is the right word because I found in the one Drupal, it's only one Drupal site I've ever worked on for about a year or so, it was not intuitive. And I found every time I had to go back into it, I was hunting and
Yeah.
I was testing and I was playing around to try and figure
Yeah.
out what's it going to do next with this piece
Right.
of information I'm giving it because there was nothing intuitive about it. And that goes back to whoever built it. It made sense to them,
Right.
but me as the end user, it didn't make sense to me on the
Right.
inside.
Yeah.
So those are things to really be aware of. Jan, I could talk to you all day about geeky stuff, and we'll get to do that on May 1st, SUNY
That's
Westchester Grow
right.
Conference. But tell people how they can get in touch with you.
They can check out our website, which is, of course, a WordPress website at westchestermarketingcafe.com. And I'd love to hear from them on the phone at 914-806-7720.
Perfect. And if you happen to be on the treadmill, which I would love if you're on the treadmill, or if you're in your car driving, which I don't love as much. It's terrible weather out here in the Northeast lately with all the snow. but you can't write those things down, never fear. You can always come back to actlocalmarketing.com, search up Jann with two N's, J-A-N-N, or search up Marketing Cafe. Either of those will bring you to this particular episode, and you can get this information without causing an accident or falling off your treadmill. All right? Jann, is that everything we need to tell people today?
Well, as you say, we could talk for so much more, but that should give him a good orientation to WordPress.
There you go. I agree. And it's true. She and I could geek out on this all day. And there are times that we have.
Definitely.
But we are going to respect your time, and we're going to let you go. You have been listening to Act Local, Marketing for Small Business, where every Tuesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, I release a new episode with someone wonderful like Jann Marchandani of Westchester Marketing Cafe that can help you learn some more things about running your small business that maybe you did not know before, so that you can take at least one step closer to prosperity, which is what I want for you. So until next time, please take care.
Join Kaylin for more marketing madness each week on Act Local Marketing. It will leave you with more ideas, more understanding, and more knowledge about why and how harnessing the internet gives you the power to bring your business to the next level. Act Local Marketing for Small Business goes live every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern and can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, and at actlocalmarketing.com. Have a question for Act Local? Email Kaylin at ask@actlocalmarketing.com. That's ask@actlocalmarketing.com. And she may answer you right on air. Make sure to include your name and business website for a free shout out. Don't forget to tell your friends and colleagues about Act Local and leave Kaylin a review at the iTunes store. See you next time on Act Local Marketing for Small Business.